views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. My guest today is Dr. Candace Pert, a scientist with a New Age bent. Today, Candace and I will be having a healing conversation, sharing how we can all make shifts in our neuroreceptor mapping to move from pain to pleasure, among other things. Later in the show, Candace will also be giving away a very interesting poster for free. I'll have her share more about what this poster signifies and why you want to have one of your own when we get started with that conversation. But first, I want to share with you that I've expanded the Monday show beginning in August to be every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, except the second Monday. So I'm saying every Monday because it's all Mondays except for one. And it's going to have a slightly different format from Tuesday's show. You know, on Tuesday's show, at the last 15 minutes of the show, I do the light bulb moment. Well, instead of doing a light bulb moment on Monday's show, since we do it every week now, I'm going to be doing call-in tarot readings and intuitive counseling for callers. That's the last 15 minutes of the hour, and we're going to begin that today. So get ready to call in at 45 minutes past the hour, and the call-in number is 800-930-2819. And again, that's 800-930-2819, but we're not going to take those calls until after the break at 45 minutes past the hour. On the personal front, I am finally moving this week. Over the last 6 weeks or so, you've been hearing about me selling my house and packing and finding a place to live and all the upheaval and turmoil and stress. And I am so looking forward to getting settled somewhere. I feel like I've been living out of a suitcase for the last 6 weeks and not being on vacation while I was doing it. So I'm ready to have all my stuff in a place where I can find it. So I'm really looking forward to that new adventure. Well, Dr. Candace has been waiting patiently while I've been sharing this information with you, so let me introduce her to you. Dr. Candace Pert is an internationally recognized pharmacologist who has published over 250 scientific articles. Dr. Pert appeared in the feature film What the Bleep Do We Know and Bill Moyer's TV program Healing in the Mind. She's the author of the book Molecules of Emotion, the scientific basis behind mind-body medicine, and Everything You Know to Feel God or Good, and the musical guided imagery CD, Psychosomatic Wellness, Healing Your Body Mind. Let's welcome Dr. Candace Pert to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Candace.
Hi, Laura.
I am so excited to have you here. I think we're going to have a great conversation.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's kind of jump into this, because what really appeals to me about your books and what I know about what you do is this combination of science and spirituality. And yeah. I'd love for you to say a little bit about how those things are connected.
Well, let's see. Well, people would say they're not. I mean, there's this growing thing in science. There's been a lot of scientists who are, you know, very proud to trumpet their atheism.
Right.
And they say, you know, that science is not, they say spirituality is unscientific. They go off on a big rant against God. But, you know, in my personal experience, I was never very much interested in spirituality. And then gradually through my work, as I learned more and more in my science, mapping the brain, understanding how the brain works, it gradually got me to think beyond the brain.
Right.
And the more I thought beyond the brain, the more I opened up to people who think in other ways and got exposed to these people and found that they were teaching me more than I was teaching them. And here I am today.
Well, and you know, there's this also this component that is like the opposite of those scientists that are atheists, where there's starting to be this conversation about our mind is not just our brain. There's other components in our body that go into that piece of it. And so I don't know if you can share your perspective on that. I know that a few years ago, I attended a conference that was Dr. Dan Siegel, who's done, he's a psychologist, I think. No, he's an MD, he's a psychiatrist. And so he talks a lot about that too, where it's our whole body that goes into all of our thoughts, decision-making, feelings. It's not just our brain.
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't heard about him. Yeah, I came to that in my work where I started out mapping receptors for the brain's own morphine, which are like, you know, where morphine and heroin and Vicodin and methadone, where they act either through exogenous drugs or endogenous peptides to give us the feeling of reward and pleasure and bliss. And, you know, this is how I got into all of this. And then, strangely enough, these receptors turned out to be not just in areas of the brain where you might think they would be, but also in your immune system, in your stomach, in your gut. And then it turned out to be that all of these various molecules that I was mapping, they were all throughout the brain and body, and I wound up using the term molecules of emotion for these chemicals, which is actually the title of my first book,
right.
Molecules of Emotion, but starting to think about the emotions as the bridge between the spiritual realm and the physical realm. But even before getting there, just realizing that the mind is not in the brain. I mean, the way I actually, in the book, I started to talk about the word body-mind. I kind of popularized body-mind. One word, no hyphen.
Oh,
no
right.
hyphen
right.
to reflect the fact that the body-mind are kind of like one. And, like, the brain is part of the body. The brain is not part of the mind.
Right, right.
The brain, you know, and then you start to, you know, the other term is, if you don't like the word spirit world, the word consciousness is a word that I love. The first time I ever heard of that was back in the 60s. The women were getting together and we were trying to raise our consciousness.
Yeah, you know, I remember that too.
You're old enough to remember that.
I was growing up in the 60s, but yeah, I certainly remember the conscious raising, events, consciousness raising. Yeah.
Yeah. I belonged to a consciousness raising group. And that was the first time I had ever even heard of the word consciousness, let alone that you needed to raise it. And, you know, and this word consciousness is interesting because, you know, I mean, it can be very spiritual. Christ consciousness.
Right.
Consciousness. Yeah, it can link into the spirit world. But then, you know, everybody's talking about consciousness now. People in neuroscience, which is where I cut my teeth as a scientist, you know, which is the study of the brain. And for years, I mocked it because they did not ever think about consciousness. They thought about other things. But now, you know, there's research, there are people trying to understand consciousness, many in a very reductionist way, thinking that if you record from enough neurons or map enough neurons, No, did you say no?
I said oh, but yes, I hear what you're saying.
Right. Well,
yeah.
That's not right, though.
Right.
Somebody has to write a letter to President to President Obama. He's so wonderful, but unfortunately, someone's convinced him that some kind of brain mapping program is going to actually, well, it's not even going to solve disease, because now this gets very hardcore science. It's quite clear that our brains are constantly being manufactured by cells that start in the bone marrow, stem cells, and we're so even our brains are a product of our body minds, and so it starts to break down, and then you can start to understand what I call weird things, you know, that many of us experience that you don't even have to get too mystical about it. Just enormous coincidences, synchronicities,
right?
That can happen. Yeah, so you do tarot? You're
pretty
out there, aren't you, Laura?
Well, I'm getting out there. Let me tell you.
I thought you told me that you were a computer engineer. Now
that's how I spent the first half of my life. So now that I'm on the second half of my life, I'm going more with my body mind. Is it body mind or mind body?
Body mind.
Yeah. Yeah, and not so much my brain.
Good. The brain is overrated. I used to say it's my second favorite organ. That was sort of a joke. But it's, I mean, it's, and it literally is part of the rest. And then you just think about, like, what the key thing is, what are you paying attention to? You know?
Right.
What are you paying attention to? And that, I mean, is, I have a dog that's a rescue dog, and so she's a little insane because she's been severely traumatized.
Yes.
Yeah, I think of her as an ex-con because she's been back in the pen.
Oh, no!
Well, you know, like the place where all the dogs are locked up together.
Yeah.
That's sort of like jail, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And not once, not twice, but three times people took her home and brought her back. And you could wonder what kind of a monster this dog is. And she's so beautiful, and everyone falls in love with her. It's almost like she has ADD. She just is constantly looking here and looking there. And, I mean, she's basically untrainable. So she, you know, when you let her go, she just runs wildly in circles. And, you know, she's so many breeds in her. We've had her genetically tested. And she's a genius. She's the smartest dog I've ever known or had. But, you know, you see her just looking there, looking here. But people are like that, too. I mean, it's, you know, you can consciously decide where you're going to focus your attention. And you can train your consciousness to, you know, keep to that idea of where you're focusing.
And I want to talk about that after we come back from the break, because focus and awareness, I think, are big keys to making any changes we want to make in our lives. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about consciousness, awareness, and focus with Dr. Candace Peart. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's get together.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Crying, saying, give thanks and praise to the Lord, and I will feel all right. Saying,
we're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is scientist Candace Pert, author of Molecules of Emotion and Everything You Need to Know to Feel God/Good. Before we talk more, I also want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Candace and where to get her books and CDs. And we haven't talked about the CDs yet, but we're going to talk about those. So, Candace, can you give your contact info for listeners where they can find all of your great stuff?
Right. My people, it's hard to reach me on purpose. But if you go to my website, which is CandacePert.com, strangely enough.
Great, easy.
Ace, not ice, C-A-N-D-A-C-E, Pert, P-E-R-T, like the shampoo, CandacePert.com, then you can see my stuff.
All your great stuff. So while we're talking about your great stuff, why don't you talk a little bit about this poster that we're going to give away later in the show and share what it is, because I know you're really excited about it.
I am excited about it. I'm really excited about this. This is something that it's been in the making since 1982.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It's at the interface between art and science, which is kind of cool.
Yes.
That's a very spiritual place. That's a place of transformation. And in 1982, with my fellow scientist, Miles Herkenham, in the Journal of Neuroscience, no less, we published the first really thorough maps of this opiate receptor in the brain of a rat. And from this, you know, you can figure out all kinds of things about the pain and pleasure continuum. But then years went by, and then somewhere, I think, in the late 80s, my late sister, Wynne Beebe, thought it would make a fabulous art piece. And it actually, this poster was given to raise money for women in neuroscience. And the poster, it's called Map of Pleasure, Face of Pain. It's actually a diptych. They're really two posters, black and white, really glossy and beautiful, and highest quality paper and everything. And it's literally an image from the paper, except that it says Map of Pleasure on one and Face of Pain on the other. And one's just, it takes people a while to figure this out. Some people never do. but one's really only the upside down version of the other.
Well, that's interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's very interesting.
It is, because when you get to think about it, is pain the opposite of pleasure? And, you know, what's the opposite of love? That I know. Do you know what the opposite of love is?
I say fear is the opposite
yes,
of love. Is that what you say?
That's what I say. How did you get to that?
Well, over many years of searching, of seeking, and studying.
Yes, that's what I say. Absolutely. And that is even, maybe that's even more of a helpful dichotomy, love and fear.
Right, because that's the, in my view, and I mean, I know there are many sage people who say this too, that, I mean, fear is really the only thing that keeps us from love.
Yeah, and fear is what, you know, that is, you know, that it does drag us down. And if you can be in your total love mode and come from love, I mean, I know it's very idealistic, but you can be living in a state of bliss.
Yeah.
Coming from love, you don't have to have fear.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, the other words that kind of go in there are words like joy, because that is when you're in that place of love, too, is when you feel joy.
Absolutely. And of course, it all goes back to the brain mapping, which I can't talk enough about. I mean, these were like experiments that were done in my laboratory at the National Institutes of Health over a number of years and with many colleagues, and many people were working on this and are still publishing papers on it. And, you know, this image, they're beautiful and they're, it's rat brain, but we've done some of the work in humans. And humans have way more of these pleasure receptors in their frontal cortex, the extreme front of the brain. Some might know that as chakra 7.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes.
If you put your finger right there where your, you know,
third eye.
People say your third eye is, that is actually the place where your frontal cortex sticks out the furthest, and that's the part of your brain that makes you uniquely human.
And, interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, chimpanzees have 99% plus of the same DNA we have, but A, they're small, they're hairy, they're stupid, they're not as smart as we are, but they don't have much of a forehead there. They're like, their head slopes backwards, because they don't have, they're actually missing this frontal pole. Look at a picture of a chimp's brain and a human brain. And that's the part of our brain that has to do with planning and deferred pleasure and anticipation. And that's the part of the brain that way back when the Earth was cooling in 1974, we actually had three human brains that I got. I talk about this, molecules of emotion. I got it. They sent me into the morgue. And it was a very interesting experience. One was the brain of the guy who was robbing the liquor store. One was the brain of a guy who owned the liquor store and was held up. And the third was the brain of another guy who just sort of dropped dead playing tennis.
Uh-huh.
Trying to be physically fit.
Yeah.
And, of course, I was just a very young graduate student, and I walked right into this room where these three dead naked men were lying. It's pretty traumatic for a while. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What was so interesting is the frontal poles of two of them were so high that I had absolutely never seen opiate receptors in such a dense concentration in my life. And thought that maybe it was, could it be like a mistake? You always worry that it's a mistake.
Right.
And later on, when we did other studies with other non-human primates, it was clear that it is true, that there really are a gradient of these opiate receptors that go from the back of the brain, where there's less consciousness, to the front of the brain, where there's more consciousness. And it's not like a gradual additive effect. It's actually like an exponential
increase. Wow.
You know what that means, see?
Yeah.
Explain that to the people that only know about tarot cards, what exponential means. Okay, you go.
not sequential step by step, but like an explosion from, you know, instead of going from one to 100, you go from 1 to 1 billion.
Yeah, well, what was really crazy, I mean, it exactly obeyed the places in the brain where people had worked for, you know, decades and figured out visual processing. So like when you process visually, the first place it goes into your brain is the back of your brain. That's where your, you know, optic nerve connects, right? And that's the back. And then there's actually 7 steps upward through the cortex. At each one of those, quote, steps, there's a bunch of synapses in the cortex. And then the last step is the step that it goes all the way up to the frontal cortex. And at each one of those steps along the visual processing, it's an exponential increase. And the same with auditory processing, too, hearing. So it's one of the most interesting findings. You know, we published a paper on that, Mike Lewis and Agu Kurt and I, back in whenever that was, early 80s, 1980, in Science. And it shows that the brain is actually organized around perceiving pleasure, at least the advanced brains. And, you know, I think we're really wired up to seek and anticipate pleasure. It's the anticipation of pleasure, not the actual pleasure. It's the anticipation of pleasure that gives us all our motivation. You promised we were going to talk about awareness and consciousness.
We are.
And
you know
more about that than me, so maybe you should start that.
Well, you know what? Actually, we're coming up on another break, unfortunately, because whenever we get into these interesting conversations, time just flies by. But I do promise we'll talk about it when we come back. And the other thing I want to talk about when we come back is how your research has changed you, Candace, and also, we're going to give away that poster when we come back after this next break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
OnPurposeRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is scientist Candace Pert, author of Molecules of Emotion and Everything You Need to Know to Feel Good. And that's also God within the word good. And before we talk more, let's give away that free poster to the first caller. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. Again, if you want that poster that Candace was describing a little bit earlier, you can call in at 800-930-2819. And Benny will tell you what information he needs to get that sent out to you.
Great. I'm getting that on my website today.
Oh, good. So if people don't win it, they can go get it.
Right. Along with my healing CDs. Now, you promised me you were going to heal me. When we did the pre-interview. You're like really a therapist.
Well, you know, there's so much that we wanted to talk about, and we're trying to squeeze it into 45 minutes. But, I mean, what I said we were going to talk about before the break also feeds into this, which is, through these kinds of conversations like you and I are having together, we start healing ourselves as well.
Right.
And that was why one of the things I wanted to ask you about is what, for you over the years with doing this research and the scientific work, I mean, this book that you wrote, Everything You Need to Know to Feel Good or God, or the parentheses with the O in the good part. I mean, that really is a spiritual journey for you, right?
Yes, this book was 1 year in my life, maybe 11 months, and it just kind of told all the things that were happening to me. And one of the things I was talking about in the book was my struggles, and I really was locked in struggle. It's my goal to not be so locked in struggle anymore. Struggle to raise money for our AIDS drug and our AIDS vaccine that I invented with my close colleague some 28 years ago.
Wow.
At the NIH. And that can get you into a very, when you believe you're on a mission, that gets you into a very spiritual place.
Yeah.
And what I'm finding is, I know this might sound weird to people, but the book did a lot of healing for me. You have to be worthy to get to the place where you can manifest that. And it took a while. So a lot of the book is just what was going on in my life and the lectures I gave, the people I met. And I was really trying to understand my, spiritual nature and putting, I'm above all, I'm a scientist first, and I don't like anything that disagrees with science.
Right.
But just remember, metaphysical only means close to physical.
Right.
Things are only metaphysical because you haven't quite gotten the natural law down straight. So that's where I was with that. But
so
I'm rambling again. Tell me. Tell me how you're going to heal me.
Well, see, I don't believe that I heal anybody except myself. I believe we each heal ourselves, but we do it with the assistance of others. And so that was why I asked you about how going through this process and all your research and everything that you've done over the last many years,
right,
has led to you healing yourself. And it's one of those things where it's not like we're ever done. There's always more to do, right? But I know that when I was practicing as a psychotherapist, that a lot of times I would get people coming in who had an issue to work on that was an issue I needed to work on. And through working with them, I got to work on myself as well. And I know that, from reading your book as well as just talking with you, I know that through you doing this research that wasn't ever about you to begin with, it affected you and your own healing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so strange, such a strange and interesting process. And now, I mean, it continues. You know, I'm now, I think we talked in the pre-interview, I'm probably 99% of my working efforts is in a company that I founded several years ago that is dedicated to getting the AIDS out there. And we've discovered a number of other important medicines in the same, in our lab, in the company over the last few years. And here's the weird thing. I have manifested a woman chairman and CEO who, I don't know if this, I don't think the law of attractions is the right word, but this weird thing where you bring to you people that are your mirrors.
Yes.
You kind of refer to it, and they sort of help you heal your stuff, and you're helping them heal her stuff.
Yes.
And this is big. There's a lot of stake here. I got to get this right because, I mean, you know, it takes millions of dollars to go through the clinical trials to be able to get medicines to actually be made available and sold to people. So I have to heal my money issues. And she has to heal any money issues she has. I mean, she's a big-time genius forensic attorney. And she's putting this together with the investors we have now. We have about 38 brilliant investors. Our company's privately held. And now we're on the cusp of this huge, I'm thinking about the explosion of the frontal cortex.
Yes, yes, your exponential growth.
Yes,
yeah.
We're about to just be way out there and tackle all these diseases and go right into the funding for the AIDS vaccine and the AIDS, two kinds of AIDS trials. Because this is, I mean, there's already 57 AIDS drugs on the market. So it isn't a big deal to have the 58th.
Oh,
but,
right.
But our drug actually seems to eliminate the reservoirs, which is the places that the other drugs don't really get to. There's just this ongoing infection that continues.
Oh.
That when you take people off the drugs, the virus comes roaring
just comes back.
Yeah. And we believe we have a little trial, two trials that show that we can block this. I never intended to speak about this, but I'm speaking about it because the main healing I'm doing now is to heal my money issues. I'm working on that like crazy and doing, well, you shouldn't be working too hard. If you're trying too hard, that's not good either.
I totally agree. Yeah, I totally agree.
That's one of my biggest lessons.
Well, you know, one of my things, and I think I mentioned it when we talked last week, but I've been working with a body talk practitioner who works on shifting subconscious beliefs.
Aha.
And that might be something for you to look at too, because there's so much, you know, some of the subconscious beliefs we have, we can't change those through our conscious mind. We can only change them through another subconscious type process.
I couldn't agree with you more. And this is the whole area of how you get rid of the so often self-sabotaging subconscious beliefs that that got conditioned into us from early childhood trauma, usually.
Yep.
That is huge. Well, I mean, I've made two CDs.
I was going to go there next, so this is perfect because I want you to tell people about them. I have one of the CDs. And
Which one do you have?
I have Healing the Hurt. Shining the Light, is that what it's called?
Healing the Hurt and Shining the Light.
Yeah.
That's the one that uses that your shock is a chakra meditation musical lecture. Have you gotten to listen to it?
I have, yes. I have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, did you go into a trance?
I didn't, but I might need to try again.
Were you lying down with your eyes closed?
I wasn't.
Ah, see? And you're a type A.
Yeah.
It's hard to let go. But, yeah, both of them are, you know, just like talking and music. I'm very into the musical aspects because music is vibration at
right.
various frequencies. And, you know, your all these receptors in your brain for, you know, whether it's serotonin or endorphins, or they're all vibrating at various frequencies, that some of which correlate with audible sound, and some of them are much higher. And by listening, you know, music, I mean, music gets right in there and can
right.
do the job a lot faster than talk sometimes. And sometimes the two together can be pretty magical. And, yeah, you go in there and you just breathe. And I always say in my lectures, the body wants to heal itself. We really want to heal ourselves. You know, just get out of the way.
I totally agree with that. And it comes back to the trying too hard thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like you can, take the tools that show up for you and use them, but you can't try and force anything. You have to allow it to happen, not make it happen.
Absolutely. And I keep on the trying, I mean, this, I've told this anecdote. And Deepak Chopra doesn't mind if I imitate his Indian accent because he's a good friend of mine, and he wrote the preface of my first book, and he has a magical appearance in real life in the end of the second book. But when I first met Deepak back in, God, it was ages ago. It was before he was famous, and it was something at Boston University, I believe, and back then he was a medical advisor for the Maharishi,
uh-huh.
and he was on the staff at Harvard as an endocrinologist, and we had this whole dialogue together, and at the end, I was like, Deepak, this is like, it was 1991, actually, I'm like, Deepak, we invented this AIDS drug, I know I can help everybody. I mean, it's like we've been trying, we've been doing everything, and nobody listens to us. What are we doing wrong? Because you're trying too hard.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
And I was like, what? I mean, that was the most foreign concept. Because where I grew up on Long Island, New York, you could never try too hard.
I know.
You can only not try hard.
That's the mantra many of us grew up with. And on that note, we're coming to the end of our time. And before we say goodbye, Candace, I want to give you an opportunity to, again, tell people where they can find your books, your CDs, and that poster.
Right. Well, my books and all, they're available everywhere. The second book was published by Hay House. And my CD has uniquely all together my CandacePert.com has the new posters, has some new things I'm doing, and these CDs for healing ourselves. They're both posted there. And, of course, Sounds True has done a lot of my stuff and independently sells them. But I think that would be fun if you went to my website. I'm going to try to get in there today and update it. It's so much fun when I can actually do that.
I know, isn't it? It's fun to do it yourself, isn't it?
Not so easy, but I'm learning, and I tweet. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me.
I am following you, so just Candace Pert. Go look for Candace Pert, and you will find her on Twitter. Thank you so much, Candace, for coming on and chatting with me today.
You're great. You have a very healing voice, and I think don't stop the therapy.
Well, thank you. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to take your calls for tarot readings or intuitive coaching. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. You can start calling in now, 800-930-2819. And when you call in, have a situation you'd like some guidance on in mind when you want to talk to me and get your guidance. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show. Get getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Dr. Candace Pert, and you can find out more about Candace and her books, CDs, and poster at CandacePert.com. Some other ways to get information about ways to move forward in your life. On Facebook, you can find me at the Laura Longley Show, and I have information about all my guests there. On Twitter, I'm Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had lots of really great and insightful guests on the show, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts of the shows, sign up for my weekly newsletter, and you can do that at thelauralongleyshow.com. In the right sidebar, there's a sign up. Okay, we're going to take callers now for tarot readings. And Benny, what have we got?
Sure. We'll start things off with Noreen calling in from Redmond. Sounded like she had a question about her daughter and a moving situation.
Hi, Noreen.
Hi.
How are you?
I am doing okay.
that sounds kind of, you know, kind of okay. So,
well, you know, one of those mom things where, you know, you're not sure how to advise your adult children.
Right,
you know?
Right. So what's the situation? What's happening?
She is contemplating a move, and just not sure which way to go, and I'm not sure which way to advise her. I've, you know, given her all this, everything that I can come up with, but for whatever reason, she seems to be really afraid of the move.
Okay. And is there a reason that she has to do it?
No.
Okay. Okay. So
it's purely optional.
So the question that I'm going to ask before I pull a card is, how can Noreen best support her daughter during this time of decision-making about the move?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see what shows up here in terms of direction for you. All right. So what came up is the Two of Wands, which is dominion. And wands is the suit of spirit, and dominion is about power and, you know, kind of being dominant, being in charge. And what I think that this is saying is that maybe you need to, have you been kind of stepping back and just kind of saying, well, you know, what about this? What about that? And
yes.
Not being very directive.
Yes.
Do you know what you would say to her if you were going to tell her what you thought she should do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what I think this card is saying is that you should tell her, here's what I think you should do.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that then she has to take that advice and act on it.
Right.
But you're basically saying, look, if it were me, here is what I would choose, and here's why.
Yeah.
Because I know as parents, I'm a parent also, that we don't want to seem like we're, you know, telling our kids what to do, that they need to make up their own minds. But it sounds like what needs to happen in this case is she is so on the fence or not able to really think through it.
Yes. Exactly.
That she needs right now, she needs that stronger piece of you to say, here's what I would do and here's why I would do it this way.
Okay.
Does that work?
I can do that.
Great. Well, good. I'm glad that we could be helpful with that. And okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. We've got time for one more just real quick here.
Sure, let's take Kate, and Kate is calling in from Bothell.
Hi, Kate, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to get some kind of answer on a relationship issue, whether I should be involved in the relationship, whether I should be doing something, or just stepping back and waiting. So, what do you see there?
Okay, so the question is, what is it you need to know in terms of how you should approach where things are at in this relationship? Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm making a mess of my cards right now while we're doing that, but that's okay. Everything turns out the way it's supposed to.
Right.
So the card that came to the top after that big mess is 15 in the major arcana, which is the devil. And don't be scared. The devil is not scary. The devil is really about looking at what bedevils you. Looking at what is it that kind of tweaks you and having a sense of humor about it. So does that apply to what's going on? You being able to kind of step back and just have a sense of humor about what's going on?
I definitely have a sense of humor about what's going on, but it's the first relationship after a really huge fiasco. So a lot of things are coming to the surface for me. So, yeah.
So the short answer, because unfortunately we only have time for a short answer today, is that what came to the surface here was to continue to have that sense of humor. And to me, that says lighten up about it.
Okay.
All right.
Good deal. Good.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Well, our hour flew by, as it does many times, and I want to thank my guest today, Candace Pert, for sharing her great information on science and spirituality and how they kind of come together in ways that we can't always measure or see. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I always have a great time doing the show and learn so much from my guests. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now on every Monday, except the second Monday of the month, at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with jollytologist Alan Klein about how to use humor, Tehill, emotionally and physically. And next Monday, I am incredibly excited to have Byron Katie as my extra special guest. Be sure to tune in live for that conversation. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts.
Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.